If you don't do anything to save your ash trees now, the emerald ash borer will kill them. In a nutshell, that's what the government officials are telling cities, counties, and property owners in the Midwest. 2 months ago, the U.S. Department of Agriculture added northwestern Illinois and eastern Iowa to its quarantine area for the emerald ash borer. And last month, the agency confirmed it spread to western Iowa. On tonight's WVIK News Focus, Michelle O'Neill reports.
On a chilly day in a central Davenport neighborhood, city workers cut down a large ash tree in a boulevard. It's part of the city's plan to deal with the emerald ash borer, or EAB, but the person who owns the adjacent house will decide what to do with another large ash tree in the yard. But before we talk more about Davenport, let's go where the insect initially invaded the Quad Cities.
I'm at Hasselroth Park in southwest Rock Island. That's where in late September, I believe it was the Illinois DNR, announced it had confirmed with tests that trees here at this park were infected with the emerald ash borer. Bill Nelson, the director of Parks and Recreation for the city of Rock Island, said all I had to do was drive into the parking lot and it would be obvious. And it is very obvious. There are two or three trees that have no bark or bark missing on their trunks.
It's amazing. It's sad.
That's Martha Smith, an arborist who works for the University of Illinois Extension Office in Milan.
I counted, the park was overplanted with ash, and, you know, 25 plus ash trees that now have to come out. The one thing that we have always stressed, especially since Dutch elm disease, is plant diversity. So if a pest does come through, it's not going to wipe out 15 to 20% of your urban canopy.
Options are limited for municipal leaders and property owners with ash trees, but Smith says the treatments available for EAB-infested trees have improved recently.
So the treatment at least keeps the trees living, and they can decrease the number that are being treated over the years as they're removing them. It just prevents them from dying and becoming very brittle very fast, which can become a problem in windstorms and limbs falling on homes and on sidewalks and on cars.
Davenport is the only local city with a fully staffed forestry division. City arborist Chris Johnson and his six employees continue to cut down ash trees as part of their regular workload.
So even though you didn't find evidence of the ash borer in this ash tree, why are you taking it down?
Because it's in poor condition. As I said, you know, that top, you can see the damage from it split out. So there's already some decay and rot going down the center of the stem. And it's just preventative, you know, we got to get the ash out anyway. This would not be a candidate for treatment by any means, just because of the poor condition of it. It was a recommended removal tree by the contractor who did the inventory.
And he says the Davenport City Council will soon receive the final results of a comprehensive inventory of trees on city property.
And that's kind of part of the plan, is that we target the worst condition trees first, and we're going to take those out first. And we'll move into a certain size range of trees so we can wipe them out really quickly just to drop our numbers of ash down. And then we're hoping that we can save 200 of them in the long run. But I won't know.
With treating them?
Yep.
Okay.
But I won't know that until March when City Council goes through the CIP process and approves and not approves projects.
I'm Michelle O'Neill.
The emerald ash borer in the Quad Cities on tonight's WVIK News Focus. The 300 ash trees in Bettendorf are about 10% of the total number of trees on city property. Bettendorf officials have decided to cut them all down. Moline has about 500 ash trees, or less than 5% of its total. The park operations manager plans to spend up to $3,000 this year on the equipment and supplies to treat most of them. And Rock Island plans to take an inventory of city trees next summer.